Hello and welcome to Guide the Truth 365, where I bring you news, updates and coaching tips. Today we have reached 122. And for those of you who don't know me, my name is Letitia. I'm an education-based speaker, a clinical massage therapist, an author and coach. And for those of you who do, welcome and thank you for tuning in. As you know, some of you know, I have currently had surgery, and today, I thought it was officially my first day of rehabilitation. So what does that involve? That involves being picked up by the taxi or Uber. I go to physios now, so I'll be going to the physio, and I will slowly be able to start walking and starting to bend my leg. So this particular surgery, they like to leave your leg in a big leg brace for 10 to 12 days. So you're allowed to work on your extension, so that's the straightening of your leg, but you are not allowed to bend it. So it's interesting how the body works, but over obviously 12 days, with no bending, it decides to seize up. So really, I've got to relearn how to bend again and start putting full weight through my leg, because I've been using crutches. So it's an interesting journey. It's a long journey, but it did get me thinking that I think I'm going to record every day of my rehabilitation and post it to my A Lifestyle Hacks page. And maybe even my myology specialist page, which is my my muscular health page. So do go there on Facebook and check that out. But yeah, it's quite an interesting journey. I always remember taking journals through my last rehabs. This is actually my fourth time I've had this operation, and it's interesting over the 20 years how it's changed. But how whether my body is just adapted, whether my brain is adapted to the pain, I'm not sure. Whether the drugs have got a little bit better. But this time round doesn't seem half as bad as what it was the first couple of times. So again, whether it's because I'm used to it, or whether the surgeons have got better. Phenomenal surgery. I actually watched it live on YouTube. Not my own one, but the equivalent of the two surgeries that he ended up doing, and it's pretty intensive. So yeah, but it did get me thinking to when I did rehab and when I journaled the whole lot, and it brings me back to journaling again, and how important journaling actually is. I still have that journal of my first rehab. And the stages I went through as an athlete back then. Back then, I was training for my black belt. I was competing in Taekwondo tournaments throughout New Zealand. I was actually national champion and regional. I was sitting regional contests as well. And yeah, I was like 4 years running at my own school champion as well. So I was in it. I was full on training when I first did this injury. We were running 20k runs every week. We were training every day. But it took me back to that focus and that commitment that I had back then. And it's actually not going to be any different this time around either. Any type of rehabilitation, if you want it to succeed and you want the best outcome for your injury, is you have to follow the program to the T. So I'm actually looking forward, and I'm quite excited to doing this rehab. It's going to be painful, yes. It's going to take a lot of dedication, yes. It's going to mean that now I can utilize this 3-4 a.m. Time that I get up in the mornings now, which has been absolutely great the past 30 days. And again, if you haven't been watching following my posts for the last 30 days, do go to my personal page, Letitia Pinnington, that's P-I-N-N, because the last 30 days I really have gone through the year. I've broken down each quarter. I've posted pictures throughout the year and relationships that I've formed. Back to the rehab. It really is an interesting process going through the rehabilitation stage and the focus and commitment that you do need to have during it. So that was really today. It was just giving you some feedback about what I will be doing over the course of the next sort of 14 days. We only have 11 days now to the end of the year, so make sure that each one of these days count. Just because it's a holiday doesn't mean that you can't achieve some of those things that you haven't all year. I've got an extensive marketing plan that I'm going to be doing. I'm very grateful that I've got someone I know who's got a green screen. So hopefully I'm going to get to do some filming over the next couple of weeks so I can bring a new program next year. So I do want you all to look out for that. And I will definitely be keeping you posted on here. We're only at 122. We still have a few days to go. Tuning up.